The woman who died after she was hit by a train in County Sligo yesterday has been named locally as Jessica McLaughlin. She was in her 40s and from Cranmore in Sligo town. Three investigations are now underway into the incident. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath joins us from Sligo train station with the latest on this. So, Pat, what can you tell us?
Well, there's a palpable sense of shock, Brian, around Sligo today as pictures and news of Jessica McLaughlin's death begin to circulate on social media. This is a very close-knit place. I've remarked on it before. Everybody knows everybody around here, and people saying, "I knew her to see," and recollecting her. She was 40 years of age, and as you say, from the Cranmore area. She died when she was struck by a train leaving Sligo, heading towards Dublin Connolly shortly after 3 o'clock last evening. She was pronounced dead at the scene, and her body was taken to Sligo University Hospital for a post-mortem examination. Now, Ms. McLaughlin was accompanied by a relative at the time. She sustained injuries and was also taken to Sligo Hospital, where she remains being treated there today for, we understand, non-life-threatening injuries. Prayers were offered for both women at their local church, St. Anne's, in Cranmore this morning. And as you say, efforts are now underway to determine the exact sequence of events, to determine how the fatality occurred and how the two women came to be on the track in the location they were at the time they were on it. The Gardaí forensic experts carried out an examination of the scene last night. Éire nó Éireann inspectors were also there. They're conducting an internal inquiry, and a third investigation will be undertaken by the Rail Accident Investigation Unit. That's charged with examining the circumstances surrounding any fatality on the rail network and making recommendations to avoid any repetition in the future. As you say, we're at Sligo train station right now, where a short time ago the 1305 Dublin Connolly service departed. Train services were disrupted for a number of hours last evening, but scheduled services returned to normal this morning.
And sorry, you may have mentioned this, Pat, but is there any word on the condition of the second woman?
It's understood she's been treated for non-life-threatening injuries. She remains in hospital this afternoon. She's in her mid-20s, we understand, but she remains at Sligo University Hospital this afternoon, Brian.
Pat McGrath in Sligo, thank you very much for that. After the break, we'll be hearing about that. That turtle rescued from a beach in County Mayo earlier this year, treated and looked after in Ocean World in Dingle, and in the next number of days to be released into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Portugal by the Naval Service.